This is the July 30th meeting of the Pacifica National Board. Pafia, are you there? No. Okay, I'll ask our recording secretary, Richard Uzzell, to take the roll.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Shram, I'm here.
President.
Hey. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Welcome back to the country, Sharon.
Thank you.
Andrea Turner.
Here.
Joe Gonzalez. Sean O'Brien. Leslie Radford. Summer Reese. Rico Ross. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Alberto Larrera.
Present.
Alberto. George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzzell here. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Kathy Davis. Jennifer Jager. Alex Steinberg. Alonzo Brown.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kimry Orndorff. Marcel Reed.
Here.
Jim Bennett.
Present.
Fia Wangaza. That's 12. How many do we need? 12?
12.
That's 12.
Okay.
That's 12.
If you look at your open session agenda, after approving the agenda, you should see as the first item 10 minutes for approving posting the bylaws. Is that the copy of the agenda that you have?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Yes, okay.
The first item I have is approval of minutes.
I mean, in terms of the actual motions to be dealt with, does it have the 10 minutes allocated to posting the bylaws?
Yeah,
bylaws. You have that under 2A.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. That's the correct one. So, Richard, do we have any minutes to approve?
No.
George, a point of order.
Yes.
You didn't ask for approval of the agenda. Also, the Lynn Stewart resolution, that's not on there. The Lynn Stewart resolution. The Lynn Stewart resolution is not on there that I sent to you.
And I sent you a resolution too, George Richard.
So I would have liked for the Lynn resolution to be right up at the top. I guess you didn't...
Well, it would have to be under new business.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to ask for the.
It should be there. So, if you'll send it to everybody, we'll put it in new business. I thought I had put it on, and I fear I've sent you an earlier version.
Question.
Yes.
Could I? Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Could I please finish, George?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Since the woman has basically gotten a life sentence, I think that it's important and that what she has done for Pacifica, that should be pushed up. I mean,
when we set the agenda, there's an opportunity to do that. So when we approve the agenda, there's an opportunity to do that. So
this is the process of what we're doing. Is this
no,
doing?
Actually... you may be right. I'm trying to get a copy of the agenda myself.
I don't see any place on for approval of agenda.
The last version I sent you, I thought was correct. It went out June 28th at...
You mean
sometime
July?
In the afternoon. July 28th, sometime in the afternoon.
The one that I forwarded to everybody was Friday meeting agenda revised, really. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, and it has...
Lynn's resolution is not on there. I'm reading on the iPhone, but it's not there. And I move that we put it up at the top. I mean, people can't read it now because it's a little lengthy, but...
Second.
The approval of minutes is where we're at correctly, so... That's in order, and you want to move it up to before, after the chair's report and before we do any other motions?
Yes, good. Please, but it sounds like I need to send it out. Somebody read it for me, because my voice
I've got it. I can forward it to everybody again. It's the one you sent on the 23rd.
Okay.
Nia?
Could you please, Bill, and then I would like to ask...
Campbell.
Please read it for me, if that's
okay.
Possible.
Sure.
Great.
It's on the 23rd.
He looks like a friendly guy.
Yay, Campbell.
Hi there, how you doing?
I'm a dog-friendly dog.
Neil, can you tell me what that motion is about? I may be
muted. I can read it or whatever.
Or just give me the title of it.
Lynn Stewart.
Okay, Lynn Stewart, yeah.
Let me find it again.
That's good enough. That's good enough.
I was on mute. I was on mute, Richard, but Bill gave it to you.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
And I have one to add, too.
What was that, Richard?
I sent it out just now. I sent it to you earlier in the week.
Was it sent out 7 days ago, like last Friday?
I don't know.
I don't think it was.
It's got to go on new business in the next meeting in that case. And Nina, yours was sent out more than seven days ago. Is that correct?
23rd is what you said. So
yes. Yes, George.
Okay. Then it's in order to move it from new business to the first item on the agenda. I suggested after the chair's report and before we take up any other business. Is there any objection to that? We can read it at the time. It's essentially commemorating Lynn Stewart's service. Okay. Hearing none, we'll have it read at that time and put it up for approval. Are there any other changes to the agenda?
Okay, you're saying that I need to put mine in next time?
Yeah.
I don't think we'll get to it anyway, so it's not a biggie.
Right. Okay. Okay. Hearing none, then we'll move on. The next item is acknowledgments.
I'd like to acknowledge our chair on his technical prowess.
I'm going to rule that as out of order.
Can we skip the recognitions and move on?
No. No. If there are no acknowledgments, then there will be no acknowledgments. But it's an opportunity to let people know that they're appreciated, and I think it's something we need to do.
Your technical prowess, Mr. Chair?
I didn't take that actually as an acknowledgment. I couldn't be wrong about that.
George, Bill.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, Bill, go ahead, and then Campbell.
This is the first public session we've had since the Berkeley meeting, right? I lost track.
That's correct.
But okay, I wanted to thank all the volunteers and staff in Berkeley for making all of us from out of town feel welcome.
Okay. Campbell?
He got my... Wait a minute. Is he mind reading over here? I mean, is this some kind of...
I put you down for it, too. I put you down for it, too, Kim.
Some kind of thing.
Meaning, Me too, Richard. Yes.
In fact, I was also going to mention, and I don't know if it's really other than mentioning the chair, if it's okay to mention a colleague, but Bill Crozier, I think, has been doing an outstanding job of being on top of the issues, focusing on the questions that are meaningful, and you know, really helping us to move forward, while at the same time, you know, serving in a personnel function that's been very busy as well, personnel and elections. I think he's invented some kind of juice or something that gives you more than 24 hours out of a day, in which case I'd like to have some.
That's just crazy.
But that was my 2 cents.
Amen. Okay. Any other acknowledgments?
This is me, George.
Yes, sir.
I would just like to acknowledge the folks at KPFA in Berkeley, and also for Arlene and Vicky. I don't know, Vicky, Mrs., for hosting us.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Hosting us at her mini mansion. And that's all I could say. Thanks.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Anybody else?
George?
Yes?
Hi.
Ed?
I want to acknowledge you because I listened to a couple of your archives within the last couple of weeks. You reminded me of what was happening in Angola this past weekend.
So oh, yeah.
Thank you a lot for that.
I appreciate that. Anybody else? Okay, let's move on. The next item on the agenda is the acknowledgement of Lynn Stewart, and I think it is appropriate that it be read. Nia, your voice sounds like it's in bad shape. Would you like someone else to read it?
She had asked me to read it. I'll read it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
Campbell.
All right. Resolution reaffirming and updating Pacifica National Board support for political prisoner Lynn Stewart. Whereas in April 2010, the Pacifica National Board unanimously passed a resolution in support of political prisoner Lynn Stewart, and whereas on July 15, 2010, U.S. Judge John G. Coltell drastically increased the prison sentence of Lynn Stewart from 28 months to 10 years, and whereas Ms. Stewart is 70 years old and has multiple health challenges, including a recent struggle with breast cancer, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board reaffirms its earlier resolution of support for Lynn Stewart as an unjustly convicted political prisoner and condemns the 10-year sentence imposed on Ms. Stewart as unjust, unjustified, and life-threatening, and reaffirms and updates its calls within that resolution urging sister and affiliate stations, producers, and hosts to give maximum coverage to the sentencing and its implications and provide information on how listeners can express their support and requests that this new resolution and the previous one be posted on the Pacifica website as soon as possible. For reference, I'll read the former one that was adopted in April 2010. Pacifica National Board Resolution on Support for Political Prisoner Lynn Stewart, adopted by the Pacifica National Board, April 2010. Whereas Lynn Stewart is a duly elected member of the WBAI Local Station Board and a member of the Pacifica family, whereas Lynn Stewart, a 70-year-old people's lawyer, has been convicted and disbarred as a lawyer, had her bail suddenly and unexpectedly revoked in November 2009, and is now imprisoned in a continuing government attempt to threaten and intimidate all lawyers, whereas in a dangerous and unprecedented ruling, a federal appeals court has ordered Lynn Stewart to be resentenced and strongly urged imposition of a much harsher sentence than the already outrageous 28 months she is currently serving, whereas it is critical that these attacks be challenged in the media especially on the Pacifica Network and all Pacifica affiliates. Whereas the Pacifica National Board recognizes that Lynn Stewart is a political prisoner who spent decades as an attorney defending the rights of the politically persecuted, and the disenfranchised, and became a victim of the USA Patriot Act and its champion, Attorney General John Ashcroft. Whereas, as the original Lynn Stewart sentencing judge, John G. Cotell, noted that there was no evidence that her actions caused any harm, and added that during her long career of representing unpopular clients, Lynn Stewart had, quote, performed a public service not only to her clients, but to the nation, end quote, and whereas her incarceration has deprived WBAI local station board, WBAI itself, and ultimately the Pacifica Network, of invaluable efforts she could make to work for the board and the well-being of the station and the network, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board applauds the coverage afforded to this case by many Pacifica shows and strongly recommends and encourages Pacifica producers, hosts, and programs in news, culture, music, and PSA announcements to continue the coverage of Lynn Stewart's unjust imprisonment and unprecedented resentencing, now scheduled for July 15, 2010, that the Pacifica National Board recommends that the Pacifica Foundation and each of its sister and affiliate stations use airtime to draw special attention to Lynn Stewart's unjust imprisonment and resentencing and the civil rights implications of her case, that the Pacifica National Board recommends and urges the immediate placing of this resolution, along with other support information on Lynn Stewart, on the Pacifica website, and that the Pacifica National Board urges Pacifica sister stations and affiliates to make available to listeners petitions, announcements of benefits, and letter-writing campaigns in support of Lynn Stewart and in defense of the Bill of Rights and Civil Liberties.
Thank you, Kimball.
Thank you. I believe that requires a second.
Second.
Is there any objection to approving that motion as it stands? Okay, hearing none. Actually, I believe that the first motion was posted already, but in any case, they'll both be posted. Okay. Good, thank you. The next item is the chair's report. Actually, it was supposed to be before that, but I missed it. What was that?
May I interrupt just a second? Is Ricardo there?
I don't think so. Ricardo?
LaVarne is there, right?
LaVarne is here.
I'm here, LaVarne. Can you hear me now?
Arlene, yeah, I apologize.
I'm also here, George.
Oh, hi, Ricardo. Good. Good.
I got LaVarne now.
Okay, at the last executive session, the board approved Oliver Hull as our attorney of record in New York and asked him to make a report on the Cohn case, which is pending there. There's another item that I need to report back on. We give our committees the right to choose their chairs in the affiliates, and that applies to the affiliates task force as well. In the affiliates task force, there was a split vote between Jim Bennett and Afia Wangaza. They have agreed to be co-chairs of that committee, and the committee has agreed to accept them as co-chairs. The agreement on how they'll work as co-chairs is as follows. The co-chairs will alternate chairing the meetings. The co-chairs jointly set the draft agenda. The co-chairs and the task force are governed by the Pacifica bylaws and Robert's Rules of Order. Pacifica bylaws and Robert's Rules of Order are determinative of the course of all meetings and agenda. So that's all I have. We're going to move on now to the approval of posting bylaws amendments. What you're being asked to approve here, and I'll need somebody to make the motion, is posting bylaws amendments. They need to be posted for 60 days. Actually, I need a timekeeper, too. Would someone be willing to keep time on this?
I'll keep time.
Thank you, Cameron.
Let me get to my timer here.
Okay. So
what sort of time are we talking about now?
10 minutes. 60 days from now, or this weekend approximately, would put us at October 1st, which is the open meeting in the in-person meeting in New York. So it seemed like a good time to post the bylaws amendments. You're not approving anything here. Any bylaws amendment that has six signatures on it from members of the board can be posted. The only thing the bylaws say is we should do them all at once. And so my suggestion is that we do them today. They'll be posted this weekend. John tells me that that's not a problem. We'll be able to vote on them the 1st of October, and then the LSBs will have the entire month of October to have a meeting on the subject and to pass them or not. Would anyone like to make a motion to that effect?
Bill, I so move.
Okay. We have at the moment two bylaws which have six signatures. There are about a half a dozen others which do not have six signatures, but we could use some of this time to garner those signatures. Otherwise, so let me say what the first of those is. The first is a motion which has three signatures on it, which is myself, Bill, and Alberto, and it amends the process of amending the bylaws. It allows us to do it every 6 months. It changes the period of posting to 45 days, and it changes the period in which the LSBs have to get back to 45 days also. So the total period is unchanged. It's 90 days. But there's no requirement that it happen all within some calendar month, which sort of seems pointless. It also reduces the number of announcements that have to be made on the air from two a day to one at a random time. So as I say, I have three people who are willing to support that. Do I have any others? Is anybody else willing to? And if Richard would just take note of that, we can approve some of these now online.
George, this is Mia.
Mia, go ahead.
Could you please send that to me or tell me where they were sent?
I did send them. I sent them out earlier.
Did you use the same email you used for the agenda? Maybe that's
probably
why we didn't get it.
Probably.
Okay. Then
did anybody get those?
I got them from Bill.
From Bill, yeah.
Tonight.
But you didn't get the ones that I sent. Okay.
No.
Okay. Then I move to postpone this until we can read that, because quite a few of us didn't get these, and I don't like to, you know, to vote on something that I haven't seen.
A motion to postpone is in order. Two of the bylaws you have seen, we actually voted on them in the meetings at various times. The third one you haven't seen. That's in order. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
Let me point out that if we postpone them, we will not be able to vote on them in October. Is there any objection to postponing this until? Is this till a definite time, or the next meeting, or what? Yeah.
I would say until the next meeting, and just to ensure that I get them. Maybe we could do what you did before, and send them to Jim, because we're getting the emails from Jim and from Richard, and then send them out to us, please.
Well, we'll have to figure out somehow to fix whatever's wrong with the procedures I'm using and this. I can send things out directly, but in any case, we'll get them to you.
The other email, I always get them. This is weird.
Mr. Chair, of the stack.
Richard?
Can we, I think everybody got the five that Bill sent out. Can we talk about them in the meantime and just
sure.
wait? You guys can send out their...
Sure.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yes, just a notation. I don't have anything from you for today at all. And I know you had sent out...
I'm going to send something to Richard, and I'll have him forward it.
I'm getting things from Richard.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. I'm not sure what's going on, but that's what we'll do.
The Klingons or the Romulans, I think.
Or something, yeah. Okay. We can go over bills. You've got them in front of you. And again, you're not approving these. What's needed at this point are there six people who want to support them. You can vote no later. It's just a question of posting them so we get the bylaws procedure moving. So
all you're doing is supporting the posting of them, really, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I still would like to know what it is that we're posting.
We have a motion to postpone. It's on the floor. I think we need to deal with that before we continue.
Point of information, sir.
Yes.
Point of information.
Yes.
It's two questions, sir. Is there a possibility that Ms. Viriaco would get those pending bylaws, and of course, I guess Campbell, relatively soon, sir?
I can send them to Richard right now, which I will do that.
And the other point, and the other question that I have is, could we just wait until 9:45 to vote on Ms. Viriaco's motion to postpone to give us a little bit more time? No, just a question. It's a question. I'm not making an amendment or anything. It's a point of information, sir.
In order. What's in front of us is the motion to postpone.
Okay. Well, let's take a vote on it then.
George? Bill?
Yes. Bill, go ahead.
Postpone. Is there any problem why we couldn't go ahead and vote on this at a later meeting in October? Doesn't have to be in the... does it have to be in the...
No. The only problem is that that means that the time period, we then have to vote on them at a meeting at the end of October.
Within 30 days.
We have to post them at the end of October, because that would mean if we set a meeting for the beginning of November, that you'd have all of November for the LSBs to meet. Now, one of the problems with that is, of course, that those are lame duck LSBs. So if we don't do it now, we're going to be... The only other possibility is to do it 30 days from now. I mean, we could do it in between, but then that makes it very different. Well, it's possible. It's still possible to do it in November. It can't be done in October. It has to be done in November then, as the way the bylaws are written.
Okay. Chair, this
so
is Richard,
that's the effect of postponing. Is you instead of being able to vote on them in October, the LSBs would have to vote on them in November, and they would be all lame duck LSBs.
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. Would you add my name to approving those two?
Okay, so we have four on those. Anybody else want to speak on Nia's motion to postpone?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Good.
I had seconded it, and I think that with a
minute
30 seconds left, we have a minute 30 seconds left, that I would, I believe that when we're talking about bylaws amendments, these are very serious things, and, to just go through the motions insofar as putting them up for consideration or up being posted on the website, I think is not really being faithful to our fiduciary responsibilities as board members. So I certainly endorse the feeling of Nia in regard to this thing being postponed. We also have 53 seconds.
Anybody else want to speak to this? Okay. Is there any objection? Richard?
I think I'm meaning to say, okay, point of order, not a point of confusion here, a point of information.
Yes.
Are we postponing just the two that you brought up? Are we postponing the other five also?
Well, that's a good question. If you postpone, you have to postpone them all or nothing. The two that are ready to go have already been signed, and you've all seen them, have to come out at the same time as any others that come out. So if we don't postpone it, we'd have to extend time in order to include any others.
We've elapsed the 10 minutes.
I move to extend for 5 more minutes, sir.
5 more minutes, okay.
Is there any objection to extending for 5 more minutes? Okay, hearing none. Any further discussion on this?
Point of call for the question, if possible.
Okay. Well, yes, you can. Is there any objection to calling the question on the motion to postpone? Okay,
no,
hearing none. Richard, call the roll on the motion to postpone. So a yes is postponing until the next meeting.
Okay, yes is postponing. Okay. Sean O'Brien, Leslie Radford, Summer Reese, Rico Ross, Bill Crozier?
No.
Alberto Lorero?
No.
Richard Uzel, no. Anybody Iacco?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kimmy Orndorff. Marcel Reed.
Yes.
Jim Bennett.
Yes.
Fia Wangaza. I don't think I called Kathy Davis.
I don't think you called me, Richard, or if you did, I missed it. This is Tracy.
I'm heading your way. Call Kathy Davis, Jennifer Jager, and Alex Steinberg. Okay, Sharam Akhmir. Sharam, you there? Sharam, if you're muted, I can't hear you. Tracy Rosenberg. Now I'm Tracy.
Yeah, I'm here, and Sharam just sent me a note that he had to go to the hospital, family, medical stuff. So he apologizes.
How do you vote? How do you vote on this postponed thing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I vote no.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Joe Wenzela. I started with Sean O'Brien. Okay, that's 6-4.
Okay, so the motion passes. It's postponed until the next meeting. The next item on the agenda is the Governance Committee motion carried over from early meetings called the recalcitrant LSB proposal. What's actually on the floor is the thing that's called Governance Committee motion. Actually, neither Joe nor Leslie is here to motivate the substitutes.
Mr. Chairman, I move to postpone to the next meeting.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Yes, I'll second.
Any objection to postponing until the next meeting? Any objection to postponing until the next meeting? Hearing none, the motion's postponed till the next meeting, which brings us to Bill Crozier's motion. Bill, would you like to read that and motivate it?
Okay, thank you. Let's see, let me get it. This is something that...
louder.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me get off my headset. Oh, sorry. This is something I presented brought forward in February after we heard the report from our auditor, Tony Pohl, at the D.C. meeting. And the text for this, most of it came from Jamie Ross and some others at the National Finance Committee based on, I think, a meeting
point
they had in January where they didn't have quorum.
Excuse me. Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
How much time do we have for this?
I'm sorry, 15 minutes.
Okay, just a second here. Okay, I'm sorry.
Point of information, sir?
Yes.
I have 15 minutes for Bill Crozier's motion?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not on that committee, but this is what I'd understood, and I'd gotten most of the text
you know, by some emails from some people that wanted something like this to be brought forward, and especially after we heard from our auditor. So, and then I got some, had some extra text myself. So this is the motion I presented. The Pacifica management should provide monthly written reports to the PNB containing, one, income statement showing comparison of actuals to budget for all units, parenthesis showing most recent month plus year-to-date figures, two, cash in bank for all units, parenthesis, this could be a balance sheet, number three, central services paid and related transactions between NO, national office, and the other units, four, report of recent fund drives at stations, including pledge total, actual cash taken in, number of days, and goal. Number five, report on unpaid obligations to creditors. And that Pacifica Management should provide periodic, parenthesis at least quarterly, cash flow forecasts based on realistic projections to the PNB. So that's my motion, and again, it's
is there a second
to address
to that? Before you
second.
Do that, Bill, okay, it's been seconded. Go ahead.
Mostly, basically address some of the deficiencies that our auditor mentioned, and I know some of this is being done, but not all of it. And if people have questions, I hope you'd let Lavorne indicate what what she feels is feasible and what's not. But I think this is really needed to make sure that the board has all the information that we need to make decisions that may come up, you know, any time if we. You know, whenever our next financial crisis hits and we have to decide between not paying this bill or that bill or making payroll or some other drastic step. So that's the reason for this motion.
Point of information.
And can
yes.
you repeat that again?
The whole thing?
Point of information.
It's in the agenda.
Alberto can't read the agenda. It's
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Bill, go ahead and repeat it again.
Okay, I'm sorry. And it's number, is it 3C?
C,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. That Pacifica Management should provide monthly written reports to the PNB containing, one, income statements showing comparison of actuals to budget for all units, parenthesis showing most recent month plus year-to-date figures, two, cash in bank for all units, parenthesis, this could be a balance sheet, three, central services paid and related transactions between NO and the other units. Four, report on recent fund drives at all at stations, including pledge total, actual cash taken in, number of days, and goal. Five, report on unpaid obligations to creditors, and that Pacifica Management should provide periodic, parenthesis at least quarterly, cash flow forecasts based on realistic projections to the PNB.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead.
Would those reports going to the Finance Committee be qualified for this reporting to the PNB, or is that too separate?
Well, let me ask that of Lavorne. Lavorne, how much of the reporting going to the Finance Committee is an overlap with what's being asked for here?
I think those are the reports that I send out to both the Finance Committee and to the board that we're sending out. I think the fund drive report that we pulled together at the end of each, as the fund drives progress, we send those out to the PNB. And usually, after I send stuff to the PNB, I'll send it to the National Finance Committee. So let me just go through the steps. Like, when you get the results, try to get that to the National Finance Committee so they can start looking at it, ask questions if they have any. So we just have to get our committee to start doing that. So by the time I send it to the PNB, I'll delay a couple of days. It's the same report.
But, Lauren, how much of the reports that are actually being sent are covered by these five items? That is to say, cash in bank, central services paid and related transactions, that's quite different from summary of the fund drives. Report on unpaid obligations. Is all of that actually being reported already?
Yes, all of them. Absolutely. And send them out. I'll pull them up and send out each one of those. What's the list again?
Well, it's in the agenda.
I'll have it right here. I'll send the reports right now. Show you what you.
Yeah, this is Tracy for the stack.
Richard, you had your point of information was not answered.
Right. My point of information was, does the maker of the motion consider sending these things to the finance committee to qualify for the what he said in the first line there, that go to the PNB?
Bill?
No, because Tony told us that, you know, the buck stops with us, basically, and all the PNB needs to be aware of all this information.
Okay.
And I think it would help people understand when we're having a problem, you know, if we can't pay Democracy Now or rent or FSRN, things like that, it'll help them understand why and what the potential, alternatives might be, which could be pretty bad.
Okay, Tracy.
And then Nathan Stack George, please.
Yep.
I guess what I just want to say is, you know, sometimes it's difficult to track if things come through the NFC or if they come through the PNB, but all five items in Bill's motion I have for the past 30 days.
Thank
you. I guess my question is why we're passing a motion to cover something that we're already doing, and if it's an issue of simply saying, LaVarne, please send these things to the whole PNB, not just the finance committee. I'm not sure that we need a full board motion to accomplish that. So it's a question about whether the motion is even in order.
Well, the motion was made in January, I believe, or shortly thereafter. So it may be asking for things that have subsequently done. But even if it's only to ask that it be sent to the full PNB rather than just the Finance Committee, it's still in order.
And George, point of your question.
It was in the whole package that you received at the PNB meeting. So, I'm with Tracy. That's why I'm kind of like, okay, we're doing this, so why are we doing a motion? Whatever was in January, like when I spoke.
LaVarne? Let me wait till you're recognized. Campbell, you're next.
Nia.
Thank you very much. There are
Nia.
Nia, you're next. Campbell, you're next. You're on now. Nia's next.
Thank you very much. There are several points that I think are really critical to this. First off, we have a fiduciary. The PNB board has a fiduciary responsibility regarding the finances of this entity. We should be at every month regular meeting that we have voting on and approving financial statements. We should know precisely what debts we are paying on time and which ones we're not. And this I think is critical. We've been very, very lax on this. In fact, this is the only organization that I know of that I've been a part of where routinely we do not act on these sorts of things. What we got in Berkeley were charts. They were not financial reports. I know that they were sent for the first time that I'm familiar with to the PNB prior to that in terms of financial statements. But we need the statements, and we need them, and these are friendly amendments that these would be provided financial statements no less than 24 hours prior to our monthly meetings, written reports. Second amendment would be that these would be...
You can only do one amendment at a time.
Okay, well, it's parts of an amendment because it all fits together. We're talking about reports, financial reports, written reports, not just the charts. Charts are an added thing that's nice to have, but they are not. They are no substitute for the financial reports. In regard to the days and goals.
Part of information.
Hang on a minute. Let Campbell finish, and then I'll get to your point of information.
Thank you. We should have, as it concerns the drives, we should also.
And Campbell, please be brief. I mean, we're typically asking people to take about 2 minutes on a comment.
Okay, that we should have the initial number of days and the results and any added days and the specific results. Also that these reports would be approved by the PNB, that they would have to be approved by the PNB. And part of what should have been what I mentioned in passing before was that identification of any bills that we are in arrears on would be made as part of that report. And that could be an executive session piece of the report.
Lauren, your point of information?
Well, the question is if everyone got a copy of the DVD, the CD that had all of the reports on there in addition to the charts. So when Campbell said he only got the reports, the charts, can I ask if everyone else got a copy of all the reports in addition to the charts?
Laverne, yes. That you're
Miss Campbell. Campbell, please. The question was for the group as a whole. Has anybody not get a copy of the reports? Did anybody not get the CD? Okay, everybody got the CD. And Laverne, on that, here's a point of information for me. Just what are we talking about is the difference between charts and reports. And I guess that question is for you, Laverne.
Oh, but the charts were part of the reports. The reports were there with, I think I even included FTEs this time, and the year-to-date results, and there were charts to go along with it. So it was part of the complete package. And as far as the fund drive stuff, at the end of the fund drives, we send those out. So I didn't include them in this month's package, but I will send that latest report to you. We haven't started the KPFA drive, which started on Monday. We should have, well, in fact, I have to have that because I have to know how much revenue we're going to accrue if we haven't put it in the bank for the drive. But, you know, we're just starting that when we'll just start the summer drives. But all of that information here, I'll pull up the drive here, and I'll send it to you right now.
The Secretary needs a copy of that amendment, Campbell.
I'll provide it to you.
Chair, can you put me on the stack?
Yes. Campbell, would you summarize the amendment in a few sentences?
Okay, in a very few sentences, what it is providing Pacifica National Board regularly the information prior to the meetings that we need in order to exercise our fiduciary responsibilities. And the details were pointed out that it's 24 hours before the meeting, that, you know, and this is regularly, and that we approve these financial statements.
So the motion is that we would get these reports 24 hours before the meeting, and at every meeting we would approve the financial reports.
Right.
Okay.
Is
there a second to Campbell's motion?
I have a point
Okay. Hearing no second.
Wait.
I did, George. This is me. Can you hear me?
I heard you. You said no. There's a second to Campbell's motion. Okay. Laverne, you had a question or what?
I would need Campbell to give us some type of idea of the process of bringing this and like where this information, you know, process for bringing it forward to the PNB to approve the financial statements. I mean, is this coming from the Finance Committee, or do I just send when I sent them? Because, see, I'll pull up. I sent them out at least 3 or 4 days before the PNB meeting. So, and then we had a copy of the DVD at the meeting, or CD. So I just would like to know, what is this process that he envisioned? I mean, how would this be handled?
Well, you had sent out the financials prior to first time. You sent them out prior to the last in-person board meeting, and that was very nice, but that needs to occur regularly, and we also need to have paper copies as part of the, for in-person meetings, as part of the booklet that we would have with the data in it so that it's easily compared. Some people don't have computers with them at the meetings, and so they need to have paper copies so that they can compare them. And that's the sort of thing. And it comes from you as CFO.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Yvonne. Yes?
The question is, did you not get these before time, and was there not a question for you to ask if you needed a hard copy and that they would be available? And that okay. And that you did not until you were there that Friday and ask for those reports when everyone was gone from the office and I couldn't get back to the office.
You're misstating things, LaVarne.
Let me say this is really irrelevant to the question. It is not a question of fault. It's a question of what kind of procedure are we going to have.
Yeah.
As I understand the amendment, it says simply that we will receive these things 24 hours, at least 24 hours before the meeting, and that we will approve them at every meeting. That is the substance of your motion, Campbell. Is that correct?
Yes. And I will provide Richard with a copy.
Okay, good.
Yeah, this is Tracy. At some point, I have a point of information I'd like to ask about the motion.
Me too, this bill. Point of information.
Okay. Do you have another point of information?
For me?
Yes.
Yeah, I did, and that was, I couldn't hear in there. He said, it's the process that I would present all of these documents at the board meeting. This is on in person or...
As I read it, it's every meeting. Is that correct?
I beg your pardon?
As I read it, it's...
24 hours before. No less than 24 hours before.
Every meeting or just the in-person
meeting?
Every
monthly meeting. Every monthly meeting.
Monthly.
Monthly.
Okay, so, you know, I think we need to... I think it needs to... the question is, like, we closed on the 5th, and at the last meeting, we closed on the 5th. We had the reports for the Finance Committee on the 6th workday. So my question is, you know, we need some timing in there because I can't produce a report if the first meeting is on the 5th workday. I need, need to be able to produce the reports, check them, and pull together the other reports that the analysis that comes off there. So I need
so it has to be monthly meeting towards the end of the month. Is that correct?
Right.
Is feasible?
Yes.
George, I had a
point of information. No,
thank you.
Tracy.
Yeah, I'll put you on the stack. I'd add Richard to the stack, please.
I also heard Tracy and Bill, and I've sort of lost track of what order they were in. I think it was Bill and Tracy. Is that correct?
I think, yeah, Nia, too.
Well, I think Tracy and Bill
Nia is next.
Nia is on the stack to speak. Points of information take precedence. So, Bill, go ahead.
Well, okay, was just a question for, I guess, LaVarne on what you had stated. The number 5 point on the motion was report on unpaid obligations to creditors. I don't...
Yes.
I know it's hard to get all the information from all the stations, but I don't think that was in the reports we got, unless you...
Right.
Somewhere I didn't know.
Yeah,
and then also,
exactly.
There's a number item, another item after number 5, it says cash flow forecasts. So, and I don't believe that was in there, unless I'm mistaken.
In fact, we talked about this earlier, Bill,
yeah.
And I told you that I didn't have the individual reports, or I didn't have it there, but I gave you the total. I didn't show it by station or by line item, but I gave it in the CFO payables. I gave that to you in the CFO report. So you know it's there, and I'll pull that up and send that too.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
LaVarne, I think the question's been answered. Tracy? I'm sorry, somebody asked for a point of personal privilege?
Yeah, Rico, I just wanted to announce that I was on the call.
Thank you, Rico. Tracy?
Okay. Yeah.
Nia is next, George. George, Nia
is
next.
On the stack, Nia, and these are points of information. All right, I'm not going to yell. You're on the stack, Nia. These are points of information.
Two.
Points of information
okay.
take
two.
Precedence
two
over
simply
speaking to the issue. Go ahead.
Questions. Okay. Question one is to Campbell. Question two is, I guess, to Bill. Question one. Campbell, requesting in a motion that financial reports be presented is a little questionable to me. I would like some wording as to what financial reports specifically you are asking to be presented once a month. It may be the same as the list that Bill presented. I don't know, but I'm not clear on that from your amendment. Are you talking about a consolidated income statement and a consolidated balance sheet? Are you talking about all 6 things that Bill mentioned for all 5 stations? I'm asking for some clarification on that. The second question is for, I don't know if it's Bill who said this or someone else who said it. This is confusing. The I'm asking why the document that was sent a couple of days ago called Kathakuta and Major Payables that was sent to the whole PNB, twice actually, does not qualify as a list of unpaid debts, because that's what the document was. And it was mentioned
to my
office. Okay. Well, I don't know whether that's kind of a rhetorical question. I don't know that it has an answer, really.
I don't either. And,
Campbell,
and
did you want to respond to the first part?
What pertains to unpaid obligations to creditors was something that was in Bill's motion. However, I was asking that this would include the arrearages and, the specific creditors, but that this could be part of executive session information. In other words, this could be confidential information because it could be detrimental to Pacifica to have the world know who we're indebted to.
Okay, who else was on the stack for questions, Richard?
It's me, George.
Yeah, I don't
understand.
I said it. Who else had a point of information, Richard?
George, it's been a week. Where did the love go? That's very. All these questions of point of order while I'm on the stack. This is unprecedented. You've never done that.
It's not unprecedented. Points of information always take precedence. Richard, is there anybody else?
This is unprecedented, George.
Please, Nia. Whether it's unprecedented, you think it's unprecedented or not, it is in fact proper procedure. Points of information are asked so that people will be able to vote appropriately on what's in front of them, and they need the clarification in order to do so. They're sometimes misused to make comments, but that's what they're for. Richard, would you answer my question? Is there anybody else who had a point of information that I haven't gotten to?
I don't believe so.
Okay. And Nia, you're next.
Okay, I like my amendment is on there. Is this a good time to bring the amendment?
We can have two amendments, and I take it this is amendment actually to the original motion, which is
to
add number 6, provide a listing of the most recent bank reconciliations reviewed for every bank account of the foundation.
Yeah, and I just sent it again. And the
okay. So is there a second for that? Is there a second for that? Okay. So,
what was that?
How are we doing on time, Campbell?
Sure.
Let me look at it right now. We've killed it.
Oh, yeah, I thought so.
I move for 10 minutes, Mr. Chair.
Any objection to extending to 10 minutes? Okay. Hearing none. Campbell, would you...
We've got
10
more
minutes. Do you want to vote your motion, Nia?
Yes. I sent out the sample, and basically it's very simple. If we do the bank reconciliation, this is no reflection on anybody, but it's good for the foundation, then the check that was lost that LeVar mentioned earlier, we would be able to track that check. We would have known sooner. And that's why I sent the table out, and it shows the unit, which will be the national office for the station, the account name, I think the last 3 digits, and the statement date of last bank reconciliation reviewed. I think it's very important, so we don't have a repeat of that.
Put me on the stack.
Put me on the stack, too. This is getting ridiculous.
Okay, so Alberto first, and then LeVon.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a few comments on this, on the matters that are before us.
Yes.
However, I would think, I don't know what the proper procedure is.